Overcast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a wind chill warning. Otherwise, cloudy skies 2 below. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies 20 below. Wind chill values as low as 27 below zero. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, high of 6. Tomorrow night, cloudy scattered flurries will drop down to 2 below. As we head into Wednesday, becoming partly sunny, temperatures upper teens. Right now, it's 6 below.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A deep dive into the latest USDA cattle inventory report indicates a tighter beef supply situation for the coming year. That, according to Caitlin McCulloch, Director of Senior Ag Economist for the Livestock Marketing Information Center.
So the cattle inventory report showed that total cattle and calves were down about 0.3%. And we get once a year a January 1 number, and then we also get a July 1 number. And so this is our signpost for what to expect the next year in terms of the cattle cycle, where the direction of the cow herd's going, and this seemed to affirm that we're still in a contractionary phase.
The 2020 calf crop down about 1.3%. The revised 2019 calf crop down about 2% from 2018.
That's about 500,000 head we lost in 2019. There are other some noteworthy changes, or lack thereof of changes. Beef replacement number was very close to a year ago, and most of the analysts ahead of the report thought that number for sure was going to contract.
She says the cattle grazing on small grain saw a huge rebound from a year ago.
And that's at 1.7 million head. That's a 7.5% jump from last year. You do have quite a bit more cattle there out in the country that still need to come on feed. And when that timing is, which is going to probably matter quite a bit to what we see in the Fed in terms of how Fed cattle prices react throughout the year.
Beef cow states, Texas at the top with 4.685 million head, Oklahoma second, 2.189 million cows. Others include 3, Missouri, 4, Nebraska, and 5th, Kansas. And registration is open for the special edition of the 2021 Commodity Classic. It will be delivered digitally this year direct to the farm March 2nd through the 5th. Now, the first 5,000 farmers register for free. Go to CommodityClassic.com to register. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Governor Laura Kelly yesterday issued a state of disaster emergency due to the wind chill warnings and stress on utility and natural gas providers across the state of Kansas. The declaration authorizes the use of state resources and personnel to assist with response and recovery operations in affected counties that meet these certain criteria. KWCH News reports that due to the sub-zero temperatures, there's an increased demand in energy and natural gas suppliers, and utilities are currently experiencing wholesale natural gas prices anywhere from 10 to 100 times higher than normal. The state does recommend that you try and conserve your energy by keeping your house warm, not hot, seal up leaks around the doors and windows, reduce temperatures on your water heater, close blinds and curtains, change or clean any filters, and install foam gaskets on electrical switches and outlets. State officials do recommend you take these precautions as the cold continues into tonight and tomorrow.
Dangerously cold tonight into tomorrow morning. 10 the high on Tuesday. Some very light snow possible.
That was Cake Meteorologist Frank Waugh with the Mid-America Network.
Midwest Kia is celebrating President's Day all month long with huge savings on over 200 new Kias. Check out the all-new 2021 Kia lineup and save big.